For Ephesus by Odysseus Elitus. Freely beside me the vineyards are running, and unbridled remains the sky. Wildfires trade pine cones, and one donkey bolts uphill for a little cloud. St. Heraclitus day, and something's up that even noses can't diagnose. Tricks of a shoeless wind snagging the hem of fate's nightgown and leaving us in the open air of Capricorns exposed. Secretly, I go with all the loot in my mind for a life unbowed from the beginning. No candles, no chandeliers, only a gold anemone's engagement for a diamond, feeling its way to where, asking what. Our moon's half-shadow needs you to console even the graves, homo-ethnic or not. The crux is that the scent of the earth, lost even to bloodhounds, with its weeds, onions, and creeks, must be restored to its idiom. So what? A word contains you, peasant, of night's green Ephesus. Forefather, sulfur, phosphorus, your 14th generation, inside the orange grove's gold words, sharing the scalpel's chisel, tense as yet unpitched, others mid-air, lost poles suddenly grinding. Sermons rise from the seafloor of the facing coves, twin scythes for theater or temple, fresh valley springs and other curly streams of thus and so. If ever wisdom planned circles of clover and dog grass, another world might live just as before your fingerprint. Letters will exist. People will read and grab history's tale once more. Just let the vineyards gallop and the sky remain unbridled as children want it, with roosters and pine cones and blue kites flags on St. Heraclitus' day. Child's is the kingdom.